Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno said his economic development team will work up a plan that includes what the mayor recently called a revisioning of the downtown entertainment district, the home to numerous restaurants, bars, and nightclubs, as well as other small businesses. The first priority is to get existing businesses back on their feet.
City Hall will be there again for the families, individuals, and businesses that have been affected. And we'll do this in an efficient, effective, and compassionate manner.
The explosion destroyed a building that was home to a strip club. More than 40 buildings in a three-block radius were damaged. Three were condemned, and about a dozen will require extensive repairs before the buildings can be reoccupied. The U.S. Small Business Administration, in response to a request from Governor Deval Patrick, is offering disaster assistance to people affected by the explosion. Residents and business owners in the affected area can apply for low-interest loans for physical property damage and economic injury. Mayor Sarno said the federal help is most welcome.
But I'm going to go after every dime I can get our hands on for the residents and families and businesses that have been affected there.
Columbia Gas Company accepted responsibility for the explosion. A worker punctured a high-pressure gas line because its location was incorrectly marked. The company has reportedly agreed to pay out $1 million so far in damage claims. It received close to 700 claims. Although a majority of businesses in the entertainment district reopened a few days after the explosion, for weeks people stayed away, wrongly believing the area was unsafe or that streets were still closed. Donald Cordemash, executive director of the Springfield Business Improvement District, said restaurants took a big hit.
You know, in terms of dollars and cents, I don't really have a good measurable for you across the board, but it's definitely impacted them during the busiest, you know, season of the year.
The bid ran a promotion in hopes of bringing back customers. The preschool operator Square One was directly impacted by both of the recent disasters. Its early education center and administrative offices in Springfield's South End neighborhood were destroyed by the June 1, 2011 tornado. Square One CEO Joan Kagan said plans were to rebuild. Then the natural gas explosion took out another of its preschools.
What we've been using our resources, been attributing to the South End for that rebuild of family services and early education and care. Now, with the North End Center being impacted, we really don't have the reserves in order to do that at this point.
Square One, which has three locations now, had to find new daycare placements for 100 children, along with furnishings and educational materials, at an estimated cost to the agency of $500,000.
Families were really very grateful. As one mom said to us, I knew you'd come through for us, and we certainly did. The best interest of the children and families was our first interest.
Some of the help received by Square One included a $25,000 donation from Penn National Gaming, which hopes to build a casino in Springfield. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.